You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound. Be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action and excitement of every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. What better day? Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Ticket reps like the great Mike Judge standing by right now. Matt, here we are. Now reports surfacing on Twitter. Aaron Nagler saying, how bad did Kyle Shanahan want out? He reportedly presented Mike Penn with a 32-point presentation on why he wanted to get out of his contract. So the news just keeps on coming. Good stuff here for the Browns today. Obviously, 216-578-0850. We will talk about that. We've got some national sound now about the guys we know about. Johnny Manziel in rehab. Josh Gordon suspended. Chris Carter was asked about his thoughts on the Gordon suspension.
Really sad. I think it could have been avoided. This is what happens, you know, and he doesn't think that he has a problem. But that's the, you know, everyone gets to a crossroad, you know, in making decisions. And obviously he hadn't hit rock bottom enough.
What's his biggest issue with Josh Gordon?
Now, Josh doesn't think he has a problem, so I'm not going to say he has a problem. But he's been suspended for 3 years in a row. He's in stage 4 of the drug policy. Now, how do you get there? You don't get there by eating Skittles.
Yeah, we'll continue to hear Chris Carter, him speak about if he was offended by the letter that Josh Gordon wrote.
So for me, this is not personal about Josh. I'm not offended by the letter or anything. The letter was proof. The letter was proof of how lost he is and the lack of understanding. What did me and Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith have to do with the decision the NFL made yesterday? Nothing. We did nothing at all. But I'll give Josh his space. I'll continue to pray for him. And I hope my phone rings. I hope he calls me.
The difference between two troubled players on the Cleveland Browns. Here's Chris Carter weighing in on the difference between Manziel and Josh Gordon.
You know, so it's a cry out for help. Josh, you need some help. Now, on a personal level, I've talked to Johnny Manziel's people. I'm working with them. Johnny's cried out for help. He needs some help. And he's going to get it. He's going to get the best care that me or anyone else that's been down this road can get.
Listen, I think Chris Carter, you know, coming from his experience talking about Josh Gordon and basically saying the letter was saying that he does have a problem. He's got an opportunity, you know, Josh Gordon suspended to get it right. Will he ever play again? We don't know. You know, yesterday Ray Farmer issued the following statement about Josh Gordon, and it was as follows, quote, as we have conveyed, we are disappointed to once again be at this point with Josh. Throughout his career, we have tried to assist him in getting support like we would with any member of our organization. Unfortunately, our efforts have not resonated with him. It is evident that Josh needs to make some substantial strides to live up to the positive culture we are trying to build this football team upon. Our hope is that this suspension affords Josh the opportunity to gain some clarity in determining what he wants to accomplish moving forward and if he wants a career in the National Football League. We will have no further comment on Josh as he will not be permitted in our facility for the duration of his suspension, which is at minimum 1 year. He has to be reinstated by the NFL at that time. He's eligible to be reinstated and would have to be in case he is going to come back. Now, there are some more people commenting on the Cleveland Browns here today, and we heard from ESPN NFL analyst and former NFL center Jeff Saturday about what he would think about Josh Gordon and his recent actions.
It sounds like when he gets away from the organization, away from guys on the team, that's when he begins to make decisions that are harmful to him. And so, you know, from a teammate standpoint, it never sounded like he was a problem in their organization. But this continued pattern of behavior, it is difficult for teammates to get in line with.
And the interesting thing here is this alcohol one actually happened while he was with teammates on that flight out to Las Vegas. So, you know, that's tough. And then we got one last one, John Gruden giving his thoughts on what's happening overall with the Cleveland Browns.
I can't imagine what's going on in Cleveland. This is the most disappointing thing that I've seen in football all year. I love Johnny Manziel coming out of A&M, spent a lot of time with him. I still think he has the talent to be a really good player, but some of these players got to get their self-discipline in order.
They definitely do. And I think that, and that's why even when we had Kevin Jones here in studio, Terrence West, another guy who was inactive for a game because he didn't practice at the level of that the coaches thought. He also didn't get the start in a couple games because Isaiah Crowell out-practiced him. He, too, as he said, in our Discount Drug Mart remote broadcast, that he and Johnny are running mates. You know, that's your boy, and you support your boy. And that's what you should be doing. But in some cases, you're guilty by association. So Terrence West is working out. He's outside his element trying to get better, losing that weight. We just Johnny Manziel now is in treatment, focusing on himself, which will hopefully make him a better human, which will then in turn be able to use his skills to become the quarterback we all think he is. And Josh Gordon right now has 1 year. I believe he's in the worst, having 1 year to his thoughts and deliberate about his choices in life, not just his career, but in life, to think about all those great things.
Yes, he does. When we come back, we'll get to the phone lines, 216-578-0850 here, talking about the Browns on a day where, once again, the news not good. Mary Kay Cabot reporting at Cleveland.com that Ray Farmer and the Browns face possible suspension, fine, loss of draft pick for quote-unquote Texgate. I'm being told, I believe, that it will just be a minimal fine, if anything is to happen there. And, of course, Jason Lockenfora with his article at CBSSports.com. Painting the Browns in an unfavorable light that is not necessarily based on entirely truths there, but nonetheless, it has been written and it is out there, and people certainly reacting to it. You guys have been all day. We're doing our best to handle that here. So call us up, 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will crush it.